96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. My boys, Drew Hill joining us, and it's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
It is Tuesday. Hey, it's St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Hey.
No, nobody's really celebrating.
Not too much.
Are you guys wearing green?
I had on a green bangle today. I did.
Yeah. I have all black on.
Trying to be festive. Okay. You know, everything is really canceled, and we get that because just out of an abundance of caution, folks are staying home. A lot of people are teleworking. Just some of the headlines that came out of Maryland and Virginia today that caught my for the timeline. Both governors came out and addressed the public. Out of Maryland, 57 cases. Here's the scary part. That's a 54% increase from just yesterday.
Mm.
So that kind of tells you how this thing is spreading. The big headlines, though, the state's Democratic primaries, they were supposed to be in April. Now they're postponed till June 2nd.
Mm.
Also, the state emissions for cars, the inspections, and also implementing cashless tolling statewide. So I was all freaked out about getting our daughter Sydney's car, the emissions done. Looks like it doesn't really matter. Everything's kind of on hold right now. Right?
And I went by there.
And it did not pass, so we should have waited. Okay. In Virginia, there are 67 cases now. 48 are pending. Some of the big headlines. The DMV offices are closed in Virginia. Mm. They'll be available online, any services you need. But they are banning gatherings of 10 or more. They're really asking people to sort of do that social distancing like we're doing, reporting home from home today. Also, restaurants are not required to close down.
Okay.
Like in Maryland, it's a little bit more strict as far as all that goes. But look, everything is closed. Even the White House, they reported that they're canceling the Easter egg roll for this year.
Wow.
It was scheduled for April 13th. So, and then also several restaurants are giving free delivery. That's some good news,
yeah,
right?
That is
Chipotle,
good.
KFC.
Oh, wow.
You'll be able to get free delivery because they basically don't want people.
But you got a tip, though.
Yeah, okay. So that's a good question. That's good, right?
Right.
Absolutely
I'm
right.
I'm just paying for my food. No way. You got
a
tip.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that what you
KFC with them donuts, chicken?
Yes,
okay.
Donuts and a
I don't need that
sandwich.
Okay.
But also a lot of stores, you go into the stores, Mark is still looking for some ground beef. We can't find it right now.
Turkey.
Oh, ground turkey, excuse me. But Coco, you mentioned there are no food shortages. It's just that these grocery stores are trying to clean, like Harris Teeter.
Mm-hmm.
Harris Teeter, now they are closing at 9 p.m. to focus on cleaning and restocking shelves. And Wegmans, all Virginia locations, open from 6 to 11. Mm-hmm. Maryland, 6 to 11.
Yeah.
Safeway, things are normal. And Walmart, they will open from 6 to 11 until further notice.
And
so, you know, people just switching it up a little bit. But, you know, also people are being sort of rude in this time. And this is what we don't need. But Whoopi Goldberg addressed it on The Real. Here she is.
Something that I've been seeing that I want to pose to everybody is there is a people are sort of attaching real anger to people, to service people, people who are in places to help you get information, whether they're people who are behind the counters, you know, putting the
grocery store
people. Mm-hmm. People being yelled at, and we need to just, everybody has to take, this is happening to everybody.
Yeah.
It's not happening to white people or black people or Asian people, or it's happening to all of us.
Mm. So what do you guys think about that? Have you guys noticed a change?
And
in
first
people?
Of all, of course, I ride so hard for The Real because it's on Fox 5. Of course, that's The View with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a sad side effect, but everybody is so anxious and, you know, kind of unsure. But we can't do this.
No, right.
And I think Whoopi Shopper told her. It wasn't Whoopi in the store. She, a shopper, told her, it's terrible out there, Whoopi.
Oh, because you're saying she don't shop.
But she ain't been to the store in 36 years.
I think a lot of people are thinking, if you have ever watched the show The Walking Dead, you know, some people are thinking you know, I got to hoard up. I got to get everything. You took the last ground beef, you know, and it's like, slow down.
Zombies.
It's not that deep. Oh, that's Sean in the background.
Yeah.
I mean, so what are you guys thinking when you look out the window, when you go down the street? Is it like a desert where you're at?
It does. It feels weird. Like coming in, going into work, there's nobody on the roads, hardly. You know, but I'm hoping that people can take this time to really, if you have to be in the house and it's okay financially, you know, I understand there are other things out there, but just to try to, you know, reconnect with your family because your kids are probably home.
But if you're single
and know that we
and
will
by yourself.
Get through this, but we can't start to turn on each other like that.
Get some air too. Walk around.
Right.
Just don't be not by nobody.
Right.
Six feet apart. Like we're doing at home, Coca-Cola.
Are you guys 6 feet apart?
Nope. Okay, Allison's sitting on my lap.
Okay, we're like Idris and his wife in that video.
And we want to know what you're doing. What are you doing with this? Are you going out? Are you in your car? You still have to work? Call us.
Let us
202-432-WHUR.
know.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.